5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who do you take your diet advice from? Your doctor? The internet?
My friends at Ideal You.
Ideal You is
Ideal
a good
you.
Choice.
US.
They're good.
Medically backed?
Mm-hmm.
Or, hear me out on this, superstar comic from the 2000s, Dane Cook.
All right.
Well, the voice of Dusty Crop Hopper.
I mean, he's in pretty good shape, I think. Right? I mean, so, you know, maybe he's learned a thing or two.
He's good enough shape to have 18-year-olds into him, so that's true.
And 18-year-olds.
And vice versa, yeah. Yeah. Well, here he is talking about what he's done in his diet with comedian Bobby Lee.
Okay. Yeah, this is strange.
I'm down 35 pounds in the last 4 months since I saw you with dinner.
How?
Carnivore diet.
Okay. I've heard of the carnivore diet.
I've heard of that, yep.
It's basically like Atkins, right? You're just eating a lot of red meat.
A lot of protein.
Dude, meat.
So straight... Literally only meat for the last four and a half months.
No veggies.
Yeah, nothing. No. Veggies, I learned from my wife, who's certified in nutrition and everything else, is like toxic. We shouldn't even be eating vegetables.
What?
No. Okay.
I mean, some are better than others. I mean, there are some that you think are good for you, and you find out that they're 90% sugar or something.
Hotlings, I don't know if you noticed, but when he described his wife's certification, she is... certified, and he did that thing with your hand where you make the middling motion.
Then
he kind of rolled his eyes and went, in nutrition. So obviously she's like a researcher.
Hold on. I want to hear what her exact qualifications are.
Nothing. No. Veggies, I learned from my wife, who's certified in nutrition and everything else, is
certified
and
in
everything
nutrition.
Else. Wow. Yeah. She's certified in everything else too.
Notice he didn't just say she's a licensed nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Like toxic. We shouldn't even be eating vegetables.
What? Whoa.
There's basically stuff in plants and vegetables that are like to protect those plants and vegetables. And they're not exactly things that the human body wants to indulge. So
in some cases,
no vegetables.
Well, animals have those too. They're called claws.
That's where the clip cuts. Obviously, Bobby Lee's taking him very seriously.
I love Bobby Lee. I think he's so funny.
I do too.
I wish you would have said that in this room to us. I have so many questions about why you think vegetables are bad for you, other than
because they've got things in them to keep them safe from animals.
Did you not listen?
I did.
Kelly, his wife is certified in nutrition and everything else.
Right. Yeah. And I'm sure that everything, your pigs and your cows and whatever other kind of meat you're eating, chicken, didn't put anything weird in their bodies, you know, to protect them from vegetables or whatever.
Insects and other things.
Yeah, I could understand if somebody said, you can't eat these vegetables. They're covered in pesticides. Like this specific farm just covers their stuff.
Sure.
You know, steroids or whatever.
I'm so pissed at evolution for giving me flat teeth to grind things like vegetables. Damn it. I should only have dog teeth.
Yeah. I'm going to have all the back ones taken out.
Oh, this is upsetting.
I mean, I probably could. What's the difference?
Have y'all ever done a crazy diet like that where it's only meat?
No.
I did the Atkins diet.
Isn't that just meat and cheese?
Yeah.
Is it really? It's just meat and cheese and bread. Well, are you allowed to have bread?
No, you can't have anything that's carbs.
It's like protein based, right? I mean, it's like 90%
You can eat anything that's not carbs. Anything. Okay. As long as you don't eat carbs, your body stays in ketosis. It works. There was even a dessert that we could make that involved evaporated milk, where it's sweet, and you'd make like a pudding, but it wouldn't be the same consistent as pudding. I mean, it was pure sugar, but you could plow that stuff down. So for dinner sometimes, I lost 30 pounds doing it. This is back around 1997, 98. But you could, I'd make a pound of hamburger, a package of bacon, and then put shredded cheddar or cheddar jack cheese in it. Yeah. And then I'd eat that pudding, and then I'd lose weight.
Yeah, I would too, right out of my butt.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And it worked. And
your heart probably has an awesome jacket all the way around it of cholesterol.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Straight jacket.
Yeah, it's feeling straight good. Straight to it's my protected. Death.
But it worked. I don't think I'd do that now, but it worked when I was 25.
Like thinking about your heart wearing a fat jacket.
I don't. I don't like to think that my heart is fat bastard. Get in my ventricle.
I remember the.
I beat because I'm fat.
What was it though?
Fat because I beat.
The lemon water diet that everybody did. It's like lemon water and cinnamon or something.
Like the master cleanse.
The master cleanse.
Yeah,
where it's lemon juice, like cayenne pepper.
That's it.
Bunch of others. Like maple syrup, like a dash of maple syrup.
Yeah, it's supposed to give you the nutrients you need, but yeah. Okay,
and then it was you chased the mythical black snake. Remember that part?
Yeah, it was supposed to like
if you did the master
the
cleanse long enough, you were supposed to have a leaving that would come out like a black snake, and that was when you knew you were successful. But usually most people got so angry on the diet before that they quit because it's abject misery.
Yeah, because they were starving.
Yeah, you're just starving yourself.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I drank a charcoal drink one time just because I was working with this company that did different sort of like juices and smoothies. And they said, if you want to see how long it takes food to leave your body, drink the charcoal drink and you'll see how long it lasts because it turns your poop black. And I didn't see it for like 48 hours. And I was like, dang, that's crazy because I regularly go to the bathroom and I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe that. And then it was black for days, it felt like.
Really?
And what the heck? I would never chase black poop like that ever, ever again. Ever.
Yeah.
We isolate that clip.
Yeah, we're going to need to do that, aren't we?
Not again.
Yeah.
Not chasing twice.
A black snake.
Oh. People are Googling that right now.
Yeah.
Now, probably binging it, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Asking Bing. Jeeves.
Bing's not a thing anymore, is it?
I have no idea.
Let me hop on Dogpile and see what's up.
The toxins in veggies is anti-nutrients. The plant blocks you from absorbing the nutrients. Another person follows up. Animals that are herbivores have flat teeth and many stomachs to break down plants. There is plenty of research to show that the human mammal should be eating fats and proteins from meat.
Agreed. But we don't have to eat just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Research.
I'm on both.
Yeah. Dane Cook's face is too round for me to take him seriously as a nutritionist.
Well, the round face and the credentials of the wife that told him veggies are bad. I mean, I don't eat a lot of veggies, obviously.
Yeah, because when we first started talking about this, Hot Wings, you're like, well, he's in pretty good shape. Take advice from him. He was.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
He was. Yeah, he and I are almost the same age, like within a couple of months.
He's the one that his brother robbed him from millions, right?
Yeah.
And didn't he hide it in the walls of his house?
I believe that is true, yeah.
Man.
Very effective.
Yeah. But he had to, because he caught his brother. I guess his brother was somehow involved. I don't know if he was his business manager or just on his payroll when in Dane Cook's heyday, like you said, early 2000s, when he was freaking printing
biggest
money.
Biggest star in the world for a while.
Every college was booking him.
Oh, yeah.
And, his brother was... He caught his brother stealing millions and millions of dollars for him. Because I remember watching him on another podcast, and he talked about how obviously it was a very difficult decision where he had to turn in his brother, and his brother's in prison now.
Dang. You got to do it, though.
Embezzled at least $12 million from him.
Damn.
His half brother.
Oh, that wouldn't be as hard to turn him in then. Half brother?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know my half brothers were only half brothers until I was like 12.
Yeah, I mean, half brothers are pretty close to whole brothers if you grow up with them.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean half brother?
And if you love them enough to put them in charge of your finances, I suspect it's pretty heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, I've never really cared for you, but you are almost my brother.
Yeah.
Like 50%.
All right, if you had to pick one of your siblings who would rip you off, which one would it be? I'm not saying that they would, but the most likely, like when we play the Say a Name game.
Yeah, my siblings didn't volunteer to play the Say a Name game, nor did you guys, but I can make you. You can't make me, though.
Yes, I can.
Which one of yours?
Probably my brother.
Well, yeah, I mean, between a brother and a sister, it's always going to be the brother.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it just is.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
so
yeah.
You're the one most likely to rip off your siblings, Hot Wings?
If they were to say so, then yes, it would definitely be me.
If they were to say so. If they said that, then it would be true.
What kind of answer is that,
yeah.
Mr. Hey, President?
All right. Which of your sisters is most likely to rip you off, Howings?
Girls don't rip off family members.
Nah, you have to pick one.
What about all those women that get addicted to gambling and rip off the school they work for or something?
That's what they do. They rip off schools.
Oh, no women
not
steal
siblings.
From their family. Got
yeah,
it.
Not siblings. Well, sometimes elderly parents, but never siblings.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, Hot Wings, so you are a school.
I think they'd be in cahoots and they'd do it together.
Oh, that's much more nefarious.
No.
It's not Kelly? Just someone in a weak moment.
Yeah.
I've been thinking. Ricky and Michael, my two oldest, were both behind bars for a long time. Never snitched, never on anybody. So I don't think they.
What
would.
Did they get there for? Theft.
A lot of things.
Okay.
A lot of things.
I don't care about snitching.
Yeah,
just,
snitching isn't the issue.
We didn't ask who's likely to tattle.
Yeah. I mean, like who's gonna?
Who's likely to do it?
Yeah. Who would do it?
Who would snitch?
Who would steal? No, who would steal your money?
Oh, I thought you meant who would snitch because snitched on his brother.
No.
Who would steal my money?
No, it's not snitching when you're getting ripped off
when
you tell the police
you're
getting ripped off.
But you
that's
do feel
reporting,
like you're snitching on your
that's
brother.
That's called reporting a crime.
Yeah. I mean, there is a little overlap.
I know. Okay, that's the way my brain works, okay?
All right. Let me help you. It's always the one with the dirt bike. Always.
Right. Well, then it's
snakes and dirt bikes.
Yeah, because that's the person who can get away.
Ricky did steal. I had an allowance.
In Ricky's mind, like, I got myself a dirt bike. They ain't never catching me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's always like the bad guy who's like robbing places in a movie or, you know, an old Dukes of Hazzard episode. They're all, on a dirt bike. You know they're the problem.
Yeah, they ride up into the hills behind the gas station.
Escaping through the holler, but the guy with dualies on his pickup, he ain't getting anywhere.
No. He's going to be the one that's bumbling and not really accomplishing anything.
Ricky did steal all of my allowance when I was like 7 or 8.
There we go.
I don't.
Oh, then it's really hard to figure out which brother would steal from you.
You've literally been in this situation.
You know what he did to pay me back for that? Told me, and instead he bought me a calculator to say he was sorry.
Oh,
it was purple.
I was going to say, did he give like alleyway tattoos to his buddies? $5 a piece?
He's probably listening right now like, I don't remember that. I'm so sorry. Both my brothers are doing great, by the way. They both
own
their own businesses.
Yeah.
Wonderful men, great dads. Just got to say that. But definitely Ricky, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that we've had all
Ricky's
these
into
examples.
Snakes, right? He's into dirt bikes
Love
and snakes.
Snakes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you have a snake tattoo?
Really? Is that real?
I don't know.
He's got to have a snake tattoo around
He doesn't
his arm
have a snake
something.
Tattoo. I'm trying to think of what tattoos he has. No, he really does. If it can go fast, he's going the fastest.
And the snake thing?
He's Ricky
and
Bobby.
He loves snakes. Oh, he used to catch rattlesnakes. There were multiple times in my life where my brother walked up to me with a rattlesnake pinch.
And then do what? Go and throw them at rich people at the beach just to teach them a lesson?
No, just show us. Like, look at what I got.
Chuck it up into a tree.
I'm like, you're 35. Stop it.
Maitland, do you think either of your sisters would rip you off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which one?
I think it would definitely be my middle sister.
You think
Paige.
She would?
Yeah, because when we were younger, like, my parents would fold our laundry or whatever and then put it in our individual baskets, put it in our rooms. So she'd walk out of her room wearing my shirt, and I'd say, hey, that's mine. And she'd go, it's in my basket. Okay, well, you know what's yours and what's not. And we had so many fights because she would not get that through. She is a gaslighting queen. Like, she's
it's
so good
It's in my basket.
It was in my basket, so it automatically makes it yours. What? No, I thought it was mine.
That's
how
just
do you
one...
not know what you own?
Yeah.
It was in my basket as just one step above Finders Keepers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you wanted to keep your radio, you should have locked your car.
She has
Why'd
really...
you leave your door unlocked?
She has a really fun way of justifying things in her brain that I think that if she had access to my accounts and was able to steal from me, she would look at me and tell me it ended up in my account. And I'd be like, uh-huh. Okay.
Don't know how to combat this.
I try to fight it. And she'd be like, I deserve it. I'm doing all this work for you. And I'd be
I'm
like,
the one moving your money around. Why shouldn't I have it?
Yeah.
So then I'd probably just be like, sounds right to me.
She's going
to
be a hell of a senator.
She all right,
free beer. Got to pick one.
Well, I guess based on Hauwink's theory, it'd be my brother. You said it's always the brother. It's never the sisters.
It's more likely to be the brother. If there's only three of you, it's whoever's in the middle. And I'm saying that as the middle child. Because
there's four.
So
is it the two girls? They're in the middle?
Maybe they would conspire like
mine.
So
all three of them is what we're hearing?
Yeah, they would have to. They'd be in cahoots. They'd have to be. Because otherwise,
that's the one thing I could say about the three of them. They are always into cahoots.
Yeah.
They love cahoots.
Yeah.
Nothing but cahoots.
Cahooting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do that, man. Like a pack.
Text, is Ricky a trashy version of Joe Dirt? Now, I'm not saying that about Ricky. My question is, you didn't think Joe Dirt was trashy?
Yeah.
Right.
You thought, like, oh, man, I love movies about classy people. Remember when he caught that turd? Well, what is he, from Harvard?
Ricky will catch you off guard because he'll come walking in his business suit and then... You'll see
what's
him
that, a shirt
on.
With sleeves?
Yeah, exactly.
It's got snakeskin on the inside, though, right?
And then he hops on a dirt bike, and you're like, whoa! That's a Florida kid right there.
That is.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.